Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting second, the center fielder, JoJo White. Batting third, the right fielder, Jimmy Ripple. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Bobby Estilella. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth, the catcher, Hal Wagner. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Herb Hall. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Don Black. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Don Black. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second, the right fielder, Ralph Hodgson. Batting third, the left fielder, Guy Curtwright. Batting fourth, the shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Tony Cuccinello. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Dick Culler. Batting eighth, the catcher, Tom Turner. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Orval Grove. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Orval Grove. And now, play ball. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Culler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White takes first base on ball four. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Culler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. White moves to second. Two outs. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a fly ball into left field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson hits a fly ball into left field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Culler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a fly ball into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball four. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mayo fields it and throws to first for the out. Appling moves to second. One out. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell takes first base on ball four. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuller fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wagner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hall misplays the ball. That's an error on Hall. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodgen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Grove moves to second. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright is 0 for 1 in the game. Curtwright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripple hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 0 for 1 in the game. Estalella hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert hits a fly ball into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Appling is called out on strikes. One out. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0 for 1 in the game. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Black, and towards Hefner, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. QL hits a fly ball into right field. Ripple settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kohler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayo strikes out. Two outs. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hall strikes out. Turner drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Hall out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Kohler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kohler is 0 for 1 in the game. Kohler takes first base on ball 4. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 0 for 1 in the game. Turner hits a line drive into center field. White picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on White. Kohler goes all the way around to score. Turner moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 1 in the game. Grove bunts in front of the plate. Wagner fields it and throws to first for the out. Turner moves to third. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 2 in the game. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Ripple settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Turner scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hodgen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright is 0 for 2 in the game. Curtwright hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black is 0 for 1 in the game. Black strikes out. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 2 in the game. Hefner strikes out. Two outs. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. White hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kohler reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wagner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0 for 2 in the game. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mayo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. QL strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ripple hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0 for 2 in the game. Estilella hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 2 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wagner hits a fly ball into left field. Kurt Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Culler takes first base on ball 4. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Turner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Culler moves to second. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 1 in the game. Grove bunts towards first. Siebert fields it and throws to third for the out. Turner moves to second. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Turner scores. Grove moves to third. It's 3-0, White Sox. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moses. The throw from Wagner and he is safe. Moses steals second. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hodgen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grove scores. Moses moves to third. It's 4-0, White Sox. Guy Kurt Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurt Wright is 0 for 3 in the game. Kurt Wright hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ripple who is chasing the ball. Kurt Wright reaches third base with a triple. Moses scores. Hodgen goes all the way around to score. It's 6-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kurt Wright scores. Two outs. It's 7-0, White Sox. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0 for 3 in the game. Cuccinello hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. QL hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hefner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 2 in the game. Mayo hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Turner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black is 0 for 2 in the game. Black hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hall moves to second. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 3 in the game. Hefner hits a fly ball into right field. Hodgen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Culler hits a fly ball into right field. Ripple settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Turner hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-2 in the game. Grove strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Ripple hits a fly ball into right field. Hodgins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0-for-3 in the game. Estilella hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-3 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Culler fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-3 in the game. Wagner hits a fly ball into right field. Hodgins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Philadelphia Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.